One small note that this podcast, Breakfast with Warriors, talks about domestic violence and all the traumatic things around that. If you find that it is too triggering and it's too much for you, please withdraw, take a break and breathe, nurture yourself and look after yourself, practice your self-care, which as always is the cornerstone of your healing. Hello, my warriors! This is the Barefoot Warrior. I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Breakfast with Warriors. I am the Barefoot Warrior, and I now help people of the LGBTQIA+ community heal from domestic violence through my Unfuck Yourself program. If you would like to know more about that, please email me at barefootcoach@yahoo.com. So, let's get to it. Hello, my warriors. Welcome back to another episode of Breakfast with Warriors. I was sitting here about 5 minutes ago wondering what I was going to do in my next episode of Breakfast with Warriors. Because I really want to keep on this role of recovering and healing on such a beautiful level from the side effects and trauma of domestic violence, which, you know, takes some deliberate work and, you know, conscious work. And I thank you to all the people that listen to this podcast. I really appreciate your loyalty and I hope that you're enjoying it. Okay, so this week we're talking about the personal bill of rights. So I'm just, there's actually 25 here and I'll just go through a couple per episode because I think they're really important, and when I read them, it was like a real light bulb moment, an aha moment, if you will. So the first one we've got, I have the right to ask for what I want. Now, when I first read that, I went, yeah, I do. But you know, when I first got with my fiance, she observed that I would go for a haircut and the hairdresser would go, you know, how do you want me to cut it? And I couldn't answer her. I struggled speaking up about what I wanted for a meal. I'm better at it now, but it still sometimes is a struggle because I spent most of my life being that chameleon, you know, just adapting to whatever, whoever I was with, whatever they wanted. And it wasn't necessarily what I wanted. So how do you navigate through that? Like once you've left and you're healing, it really comes down to getting to know yourself at a core level. What is it that you like? What are your core values? And learning to have a voice around all of that. So reading those 10 words, I have the right to ask for what I want, isn't as easy as reading them. It's doing it is not as easy. But it's not impossible either. It just takes some deliberate work. You know, and the other thing is if you've been in a relationship with someone who was verbally abusive, which most abusers are,
to begin with, you have no rights. What you want doesn't matter. It's all about them. And they will cut you off. That they will do other things, but having a voice is not one of them. And what they say that you want is what you want. And eventually it becomes safer to just go yes. So number two, we've got, I have the right to say no to requests for demands that I cannot meet. That's a scary one, because that once again means finding your voice. And these are your right. You have a right to say no when you know that that's a demand you can't meet. You have a right to say no to things and people that make you uncomfortable. And you also have the right to say yes when people want you to say no, but you, in your core and in your gut, know it's a yes. And I still have to be very in tune with my core to make sure that that is what I need and whether that is from me. And it also calls for you to develop your critical thinking. Number three is I have the right to express all of my feelings, positive and negative. And I still have to, 5 years down the track, work on my emotions. It's very deliberate. All of this is deliberate work, deliberate, mindful work of navigating through and going, you know what, I'm going to create a safe space to process all my emotions. And they're emotions. All emotions want is for you to acknowledge that they are there. And a great way I find of navigating my emotions, and I talked about this in journaling, is you write a letter. So if you're fucking fired up and angry at someone, but you don't want to, you know, fucking go off at them, and you want to do it in a safe way, write a letter and say everything that you want to say, everything, and be brutally honest and say it like you mean it. And then get all your emotions out, rip those pages out of your journal, rip the pages up and take all of that energy that's on that paper and all of those thoughts and go and throw it outside in the outside bin or trash can. It's a brilliant way. It's a safe space. It's you, the paper and the pen, and your heart and all the hurt and all the pain and all the anger or all the joy and all the love, whatever emotions are coming up, and just write that shit down and then rip it up and throw it out. That is a really safe way to process your emotions. I have the right to make mistakes and I don't have to be perfect. So when we're with our abusers, they expected this, their image of what they had of us in their head, but they also expected this perfection. And then we adapt to that. And because they scream at us, we don't feel like we're enough. We don't feel we're worthy and we don't feel lovable. But it's not true. You are fucking worth it. You are enough and you are lovable right here, right fucking now. So you have the right to make mistakes. And you want to know something else? It's in that mistake, in all of that mess of mistakes, that you learn. A violinist does not become a concert violinist in a in an orchestra overnight just because they pick up a violin. They say that to master anything, you've got to do 10,000 hours. So making mistakes is vital to mastering our emotions, mastering our craft, mastering knowing ourselves and loving ourselves. We're not going to get it right all the time. And it's okay that we make mistakes. It's okay that it's not perfect. I don't personally believe in perfection. I just believe in picking yourself up and trying again. That is what I do fervently believe. I have the right to follow my own values and beliefs. What are they? What are values? What are your beliefs? And you can have a session with me if you want to nut all of that out. What are your beliefs? What are your beliefs about yourself? What are your beliefs about yourself or in relationships? What are your beliefs around relationships? What's your belief about your work? What's your belief around society? Do you believe that all governments are corrupt? Do you believe that you're not worthy of a healthy, happy relationship? That you always fuck it up? That you're not worthy, that you're not enough, that you're not lovable? Because we live in a world of attraction, and if that's what you believe, that's what you get. And that's why I did so much deep work to have the beautiful relationship I've got now. It's honest, it's loving, it's respectful. It's everything that I've ever wanted, and up until I turned 50, it was everything that I hadn't got, you know, in one form or another. I didn't have the morning coffee in bed in most of my relationships, but my fiance makes me one on a regular basis. And then I will make one for her. It's such a beautiful thing to do for your partner, even if you're going to work and they aren't, to make a cuppa for yourself and then go and sit back in bed and have that quiet time together where you can have conversations or scroll on your phones or share TikToks or whatever. It's all possible, but you have to dig deep and know what your values are. And if you're living in alignment with those values, and if you value respect, and here's a classic one for me, I valued respect, I've always valued respect. But you want to know something? I attracted people that disrespected me. I attracted people that disregarded anything I had to say. I value being heard, but felt like I hadn't been heard my whole life. So I had to demand of myself, go, oh, hang on, I'm allowing people to be in my life when they disrespect me. And that changed. When I first got back to work after having 2.5 years off, 18 months off, I had a few people that disrespected me. I asked for transfers. I put up boundaries and said, I won't be treated with disrespect anymore. I just won't do it. Because it's a core value of mine. So in this episode, I want you to Google values, a list of values, and I want you to go through it with a highlighter and highlight your top 10 values. I would just, you know, do as many as you feel that you align with and then pick your top 10. It's not easy work, to be honest, but I value creativity. I value respect. I value, deeply value honesty. And honesty's like, sometimes I don't want to hear honesty because that might mean I'm wrong, you know? But you know what? I'll choose that every fucking day over someone lying to me. I'll choose that every day over dishonesty every time. And honesty is a two-way street. So if you are prepared to give honesty, you need to be able to accept honesty. And that's not easy. You need to be, you know, at a certain level. You can't expect someone to give honesty only when you want it. Honesty comes when you don't want it. You know, so I have the right to say no to anything if I feel I am not ready, if it's unsafe, or it conflicts with my values. And you have the right to say yes to anything that you are ready for, that is safe, and if it does align with your values. I'm going to read those again. I have the right to say no to anything if I feel I am not ready, if it isn't safe, and if it conflicts with my values. Look back in your life. How many times have you said yes when you're not ready? How many times have you said yes when it's not safe? How many times have you said yes because it conflicted with your values? And how did that make you feel? How much did you punish yourself after that? And you know the other thing? You might have done all of those things to keep yourself safe too. So don't be too hard on yourself. Like I said, mistakes. You know, it's all a learning process. The thing is, don't give up on yourself because you are worth this. You are worth to do things when you are ready. You are worth being in a safe environment. And you are worth having things that align with your values. And you have a right to walk away from things that don't align with your values. It might take a while. It might not be as easy as walking away. It might take planning. But by fuck, you can do it. And don't give up on yourself. You deserve that. Number 8. I have the right to determine my own priorities. What aligns with your values? What aligns with your values? What is your priority? You might have just escaped. Your priority right here, right now, is to be safe. And that might take a while. But don't you fucking give up. Your priority right now might be, I'm going to make myself a coffee and I'm going to stay in bed for half an hour and just chill before my day starts. Or you might say, my priority is I'm going to do 10 minutes of exercise. I'm going to walk barefoot and connect with nature out in my garden. I'm going to sit and have my coffee and listen to the birds. I'm going to go, a priority is I'm going to go and spend some time at the shelter, whatever that is. I'm going to spend some time on my craft. I'm going to, my priority is my self-care. So for the next week, your priority, because you've noticed in the last 3 or 4 weeks, you haven't spent that time with yourself. My priority is listening to Louise Hay every day and learning what mirror work is all about. And learning that I deserve to love myself deeply. Number 9, I have the right not to be responsible for the actions, feelings, or behaviour of others. You're certainly not responsible for actions. The feelings and behaviour of others. And how many times have you gone, oh, that's all my fault? How many times have you taken the responsibility of actions from someone else's actions on yourself or the behaviours? Think about that one. It's... I have the right to expect honesty from others. I've already touched on that, haven't I? And when you've been in an abusive relationship too, you get lied to. And in order to recover from that, you need to really get in tune with those values and your own belief systems in order to trust other people again, or trust safe people again. And honesty comes with that, because good people are honest. Good people don't need to manipulate. Good people have the best intentions. Might not always work out for the best results, but most good people have good intentions. So I think that's about it for today. And by all means, pause the podcast and write those out and have them around your house. If you really struggle with a certain one, pick one for the next week and put that on your mirror. And every time you look at yourself in the mirror, say, I have the right to ask for what I want. And then after that, for the rest of the day, think about, what is it that I want? You know, if you're like me and you go into the hairdresser and you go, whatever you want, whatever you think would look good on me. The last time I got my hair cut, I looked at a 10-year-old kid and I said to the hairdresser, I want what he's got. Oh, okay. So three and a half years Julie and I have been together. So in those 3 years, I've gone from, I don't know how to express how I want my hair cut. I can't make a decision. I don't know what I want. To, I want what he's having. So it is possible, it just takes a bit of time. So don't think this is an overnight thing. These things have taken a long time for me to get to. But the thing is, it's not the time. What it is that you don't give up on yourself. That's really important. And that you start looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, I love you. Hold yourself. Like, give yourself a physical hug. If you can't stand that mirror work, do hold yourself and close your eyes. Say your name and say, I love you. Breathe out that tension. Let go of all that shit. Let go of the toxic blanket that you wrap yourself up in. And let it go. Let it go. Be safe, my warriors. Know that you are worthy. You are enough and you are lovable. And I'll see you next week.